He was bleeding. My friend, skewered to a cross like a piece of meat, great drops of blood trickling down from his head, his hands, and his feet. I watched, stricken with horror, numbed with grief, as the life seeped away. And I asked myself tearfully, angrily, why? Why had God let it happen? Why didn't he step in and do something? What was he thinking of? It seemed criminal, stupid, senseless waste of a good man's life, let alone to die like that. And for a moment, my faith was shattered in myself, in God, in everything. Then I remembered his words. Just the night before, when we had broken bread together, this is my blood shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And even as I remembered, so that other time came back to mind, there by the Sea of Galilee, after he had fed the multitude, the crowd pressing around him, asking for more. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. They had been a mystery to me until then, those words, hard to stomach. But suddenly there beneath the cross, I began to understand just a little, only the merest fraction, yet enough to help me realize it wasn't all in vain, that somehow Jesus was hanging there for me, for you, for everyone. I still ask why, mind you, and I think I always will. I'll never get the picture out of my mind, that picture of Jesus broken on a cross. Why that way, God? Why and not another? Why not something less brutal, less awful, less messy? Yet the strange thing is, he never asked why. Not once in all the days I knew him. Oh, he'd have liked there to be another way, of course. He didn't want to die any more than the next man. But he offered his life freely, willingly, lovingly, in the conviction that through his dying, we might truly live.